Hey, you're listening to Marketing Out Loud, a daily podcast where I share advice, stories, and insights to help you build a thriving consulting or professional services practice. To subscribe to the show, head over to marketingoutloud.fm. Wanted to come on today and talk about leadership. Leadership. Why am I talking about leadership? I'm a marketing coach. I help people with marketing, business development, help consultants, service providers. Leadership, I'm not a leadership guru. I'm not a leadership coach. I'm not a leadership expert by any stretch. Why leadership? Well, this was inspired by something that a mentor of mine recently said, Cameron Gallagher. I'll tag Cameron in the comments below. He said, are you holding yourself to high enough standards that when you look in the mirror, you see a leader? When you look in the mirror, do you see a leader? And if not, who do you see? That question blew my mind. Because, we can talk about what your clients see, and we're going to talk about that in a minute. Do they see you as a leader? But it really begins with, do you see yourself as a leader? Because if you don't see yourself as a leader, how can you expect clients to see you as a leader? And when you think about what clients want from you, it really comes down to leadership. Clients are coming to you because they need you to show them how to do something that they don't know how to do on their own or they can't do on their own. And that requires leadership. You know, beyond the technical expertise and technical capabilities, which is important, but the challenge there is a lot of us hide behind that technical expertise. So we think, well, I'm really good at consulting, or, you know, I'm really good at human resources or finance or accounting or law or engineering, whatever your field is. I'm really, really good at that. So that should be enough for clients to want to work with me. And then we really focus on getting clients to see that we're really good at what we do. And the hope is if they see that, then they'll want to work with us. But it's not that simple. The technical expertise is important, but you've got to pair that with leadership. That's the difference between an expert who has strong technical capabilities, technical prowess, who is struggling, and one who's thriving. It's leadership. That's the difference between an expert who gets haggled and negotiated with on fees and an expert that names his price. It's leadership. That's the difference between an expert who struggles to find clients and struggles to drum up business and an expert who has clients coming to him in abundance. It's that leadership. And the thing about leadership is, it starts from within. What Cameron's saying in this quote is, do you see a leader when you look in the mirror? Because if you don't, your clients aren't going to see a leader either. Right? And the thing about leadership is it's both a mindset and a practice. So you've got to see yourself as a leader, but then you have to behave like a leader to reinforce that identity. So you might see yourself as a leader, but then when your actions aren't aligned with that of a leader, because maybe you're not sticking to your commitments, or maybe you're always late, or maybe you don't do the things that you say you'll do, then you're not really going to see a leader when you look in the mirror because there's no congruence there. But when your behavior is aligned with that of a leader, then you're going to start propping up that belief and you're going to start to see that leader show up in the mirror more and more. And that's going to have an impact on everything that you do. So let me give you a small example. Yesterday, I was helping a client with a LinkedIn video, and he made a call to action at the end of this video that was, in my estimation, weak and not becoming of a leader. And it was something to the effect of, look, if you want 15 minutes of my time for free, I'm happy to give it to you. Just let me know. Weak, not really exhibiting or demonstrating any kind of leadership. It was kind of like, well, if you want to talk to me, then maybe I'll talk to you. So we changed it to say something more like, hey, if you're struggling with this problem that I know how to solve really, really well, I'm going to set aside some time to talk to 5 companies so I can see if I can help you. But that's only if you qualify, and I'm going to be pretty picky. Here's a criteria to qualify. So if you think you might be a good fit, reach out to me and let's talk. Completely different posture. Completely different posture. The first is, it's somebody who needs something, somebody who's needy, who's weak, who is just lobbing something up and hoping people respond and coming from a position of weakness. And the second is a leader. The second is somebody coming from a position of strength, somebody who is confident in what they have to offer to the market. So which one would you rather talk to? That's the question. Would you rather talk to, you know, the one with the kind of weak posture, you know, weak confidence, or would you rather talk to the one who's showing up as a leader? And that's the thing I want you to think about today, and we're going to end on that, is how are you showing up? And honestly, this is a question I ask myself every day, every morning, before every client call, before every sales call with a prospect, before every strategy session, before every video, every Facebook Live. The question I'm asking myself is, how are you going to show up? Are you going to show up as a leader and do the right thing and do the things that people need you to do, do the things that people expect from you, and do the things that ultimately help the people that you serve? Or are you going to show up in some other way? Weakness, reactive, and just coming at things from a position of, well, you know, I'm not really sure what to do, so I'll do this. That's the question. How are you showing up? So something to think about. And I think the more that you embody leadership, the more that you think about how you're showing up as a leader, the more you're going to start to see that bleed into everything that you do in your business. That's all for today. A wrap on leadership. Any questions or comments on this, go ahead and drop them in the comments. And love to hear from you. Thanks.
Hey, thanks for listening. Do me a favor. If you like what you hear, go on iTunes and leave us a rating and a review, because it helps more people discover the show. Thanks so much.